Hi, I'm here with author Patricia Falvey. She has written two books. First one that came out would be The Yellow House, which is currently in bookstores. And her upcoming book, which would be released soon, is The Linen Queen.
Say hello, Patricia.
Hello.
Now, The Yellow House, that's your first novel, is that correct?
The Yellow House is my first novel.
Mind telling us what it's about?
It is set in the north of Ireland between 1900 and 1925. So it is set against the background of the Irish uprising, the treaty, the civil war, and the drawing of the border in Ulster. And the main character is a young Catholic woman who works at a local spinning mill, and whose family is, for various reasons, is driven apart just as the troubles are beginning. And her goal in life is to try to reunite her family in the home where she grew up, which was the Yellow House. And the book is based, I was born and raised in Newry with my grandmother, which is an area in South County Down, close to where the book is set. And the story is actually started with fragments of story that she told me when I was young about living in that time. And so I took a lot of those fragments and wound together the novel out of it. It also contains a lot of history. One of my goals in writing the book was to allow particularly American audiences to have a better understanding of why the history in the north of Ireland was different than the rest of Ireland, and therefore why it's been a lot more problematic to gain peace in the north. And as we know, it's been a troubled province for many years, but hopefully going forward a lot of things have started to improve, and we're hoping that, you know, sooner rather than later, all of those troubles will be a thing of the past.
Yeah, God willing.
God willing.
Now, this being your first novel and has such a huge backdrop to it, did you find it incredibly difficult to kind of get started with the writing, or did you find upon completion that it was a bigger undertaking than you originally went off thinking?
Well, it changed. I mean, I knew I wanted to write, in effect, my grandmother's story. I knew where I wanted to set it, which would have been South County Down and South County Armagh, just on the border in Northern Ireland. I knew the period that I wanted it to cover. I knew I wanted it to be a romance in some way. But mostly what I wanted was to parallel the arc of the troubles, that troubled period that then led to, after the border was drawn, led to at least some peace for a while, and parallel that with Eileen O'Neill is the main character, parallel that with her life. I had not actually started out to call the book The Yellow House. The Yellow House itself became more like a character in the story than I anticipated. One of the things that I discovered in my research was that most of the linen mills in the north of Ireland were owned by Quakers. And so that kind of fascinated me, and I ended up with a Quaker character in the book, which I had not anticipated. So I knew I wanted to have one man who was a soldier, well, not a soldier, but was fighting in the uprising in the north, so he would be a freedom fighter. So I did want that character. I knew Eileen's character fairly well. The Quaker character ended up being a surprise. I went through a couple of drafts of it before I really understood how I wanted it to end. And so there's certain things you start off with, but the characters will take their own direction and surprise you sometimes, so that what you think is going to happen doesn't. And you have to kind of follow them and what they're doing. So I could not have predicted the story that would come out right at the beginning, because I don't plot ahead like that. But I start with character and setting and some idea of what I want it to be about, the theme. And we see what happens from there. So it was an interesting undertaking.
Well, at least you know that you liked it so much that you decided to make a new one.
Yes, yes. Well, I was very fortunate. In my previous life, I was a CPA and with a master's in taxation. So I'd been in the finance field pretty much my whole life. I was a managing director at PricewaterhouseCoopers. but I'd always wanted to write. And so I had studied writing, gone to writing classes, to seminars. I belonged to writers' groups. So I'd always wanted to write it. And I knew I wanted to write about Ireland because that's where my passion lay. And I was fortunate enough to meet a very good and enthusiastic agent. She encouraged me along the way. I finally quit the other life that I had and took a chance on the writing life and was lucky enough to get a two-book contract from a major publisher. So I was committed to do the second book anyway. But of course, now that I've begun to totally accept myself as a writer, I'm thrilled to be able to write, and I'm working on one or two proposals now for a third book.
Now, do you have any idea what the third book is going to tie into your previous novels, or is that going to be something completely new?
It will be set in the same area. I haven't totally fixed on a period, although at some point down the road I do want to write about the Troubles in 1970. Again, from strong female point of view, because I think, you know, not so much has been written about that. The second book is set during World War II in Northern Ireland and the impact of the American soldiers who came and set up camp there, and the impact that had on the small mill village and the girls who worked at the mill and that sort of thing. So that was kind of an interesting, different take. But I like to write about Northern Irish history and to find things that maybe have occurred that people are not totally aware of, that it kind of comes as a surprise so that people can learn something from it as well. So I've got a couple of things that I'm working on right as we speak, and we'll see. But it will definitely be a Northern Irish book, I can tell you that, and it will have a strong female character, lead character.
I look forward to seeing that.
Thank you.
Now, The Linen Queen, that's going to be out in...
That's coming out the first week in March, and I just now finished it. And second books are very tricky, and everybody had always told me that, but you have the little voice in your head saying, you can't possibly write another one. You wrote one, you know, be satisfied with that. And every time somebody would praise the Yellow House, I would sort of die inside a little bit, thinking, oh, dear, 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 that one's so good, this one can't possibly match it. So that was hard. Also, I think the timing, because now I was writing against a deadline.
Yeah.
And in the past, like with a first novel, you can take a lifetime to write it, if you wish. So trying to write a book in a year was not the easiest thing, particularly since I'm not a very disciplined writer, although I am getting better at that. So that was a real challenge, but I'm very pleased with the way it came out, and I'm glad they kind of held my feet to the fire to get it done. So it always is nice to say, well, I've got two books, so then you really start to feel like legitimate,
yeah,
as a writer, which is hard to do. I mean, particularly if it's something you've wanted your whole life, and all of a sudden here it is, it takes you a while to sort of believe it and accept it, but I think I'm growing into the role.
Well, we definitely look forward to seeing it on local bookshelves, and I look forward to reading it myself. So I want to say thank you again, Patricia.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And her book, again, out in bookstores right now, is The Yellow House. In March, The Linen Queen, her follow-up book, will be out.
And you can go on my website, yellowhousebook.com, and or patriciafalveybooks.com, and you can see some write-ups and excerpts from both books now.
Great. Thank you very much.